Andrew, what can I say? A phenomenal performance. Just talk me through that ride on the cross-country course with Nereo.
I mean, Nereo, I love riding him. He's very genuine. He's very tough. And he gives me whatever I want him to do, he does it. He's quite a sensitive horse, and you know, I knew I messed up last year being too casual. I normally ride him very casually and very softly, and he normally just purrs around things. And today I wanted to make sure I jumped every jump properly. And he felt like after about the fourth that sensed something was different. And I just felt like I was making him work harder than he should. But, you know, it worked. And when you hold their mouth a little firmer than you normally would and your legs a little firmer on, some horses wouldn't notice, but he definitely did. And, yeah, he just worked a bit harder than what he should have. He normally could go around and feel a lot smoother than perhaps I was making it look. I might have made it look a bit harder work than it really was. But I felt secure doing it.
Some changes from the course by Giuseppe. Were you happy with how the course fared?
Yeah, I was very, very happy with the course when I first walked it. I fully understand they have to be prepared for the weather. You know, it's an outdoor sport, and it's no good for the sport not having finishes. You know, when you get the amount of spectators you have here, if horses aren't coming past them, that's not good. As riders, it's not good. Sponsors, television, everything. It's good for the sport today, I think. There might have been more clear rounds, perhaps, than they wanted, but horses were regularly coming to the finish line. The weather was perfect. I'm positive. When I got off Nereo, I thought if they have a shower of rain halfway through the day, the boys who are up here with me will be struggling to get the time, because the ground felt soft enough in the morning. But no rain came, and when I went round my last horse, it felt like it was top of the ground and very slick and quick. But that's an outdoor sport. You got to deal with whatever there is. And I just felt the course walking it would deal with whatever the weather conditions come with. If it got soft, we would all get to the finish line, maybe with a few more time faults, but it would look good for the sport, which is important.
I've spoken to you every day this week. Two phases down, one phase to go. From a sport point of view, it is going to be a thrilling conclusion. Have you started to think about tomorrow yet?
No, I've learned years ago, Sundays are very important days. First, you have to do the trot up. Okay, before you even get to the show jumping. So that's the first hurdle. Deal with that, and then we start focusing on our jumping. It's not as if you wave a magic wand the day before. It's what we've been doing in all those months in the winter. You know, it's all the hard mileage that's been done. We just have to go in and do it as what we do schooling, what we've been training for months on end.
So how, what will you do tonight to relax and to try and remain focused but calm?
Well, I go home each evening, and yeah, I know how to switch on and off from it. I know there's no good focusing 24 hours a day. You've got to, you know, switch yourself on a bit and off a bit. And I'm lucky, you know, the children come up with their little ideas on totally different things to riding, and you know, you got to go along with it, and you got to watch what they've drawn or watch what they've done. And yeah, they put things into reality, and I know I can arrive back here in the morning and be switched on to my job, focused on winning. Yeah.